Right, before we go back to the Gemara, just as a as an addition to what we discussed yesterday, I mentioned the Shach and the Sivis. The Shach discussed the case of Shebe Shemassel Hashemer, in the case where we pass in a typical case, we pass in Shebe Shemassel Hashemer as Chayiv, which means that if the Bailim gives something to Reuven and Reuven passes it on to Shimon, Reuven is Chayiv, because we pass in Shebe Shemassel Hashemer as Chayiv. In a case where the Bailim gave it to Reuven, Reuven gave it to Shimon, and Shimon was Peshaya, and the Bailim Ateveya Reuven, because Reuven is his Shimer. What happens if Reuven doesn't have money? Or he ran away? So the Shach says that the Bailim could go to Shimon too. Lav Dafka, that the Ateveya Reuven, even though Reuven's Takachayiv, Reuven's the one that was Makabel Shmira. But you can pass it on to the when he passed on to Shimon, Shimon was Peshaya, it could be Teveya from Shimon as well. Why? So the Shach, it's like a case of Geisel or Meichel. It's like a case where one person stole and one person damaged. You come on eye from whoever you like. Come on from the first person, you come on from the second person. No difference. The Nesivis disagrees with that dimion. Nesivis really is maida you could go to Shimon. He's not arguing lahalacha, but he's arguing in svara. Why is it that the Bailim could go to Shimon? The Shach said the reason he'd go to Shimon is because he's like someone who caused you damage. Like guys, all Michael, one person stole, one person did damage, so he did your damage. So Nesiva says he can't go to Shimon because of that. Shimon could say, "Who are you?" Shimon could say to the Bailim, "Who are you? Baldvarim didiyat. I don't have to talk to you. I wasn't Makabel Shmira from you. I was Makabel Shmira from Reuven. The Bailim gave it to Reuven, Reuven gave it to Shimon. Shimon says, I have nothing to do with you with the Bailim. So why Taka could the Bailim manai from Shimon? He says, I only Al Tzadin, a man of Shibud did Reb Nosin. Shibud did Reb Nosin says, if Shimon owes Reuven, Reuven owes me, I could be Tevei Shimon. So since Shimon was a Peshaya, he owes Reuven, Reuven owes me, the main lad come on I'm from Shimon. But the Shach's, so he's masking to the halacha of the Shach. The Shach's din is correct. You come on I'm from Shimon. But in Hezber, he disagrees in Hezber. What's the machloikis of Shach and the Sivis? Machloikis is, can Shimon say to the original Bailim, La bal devar nidiyat, I don't have any direct shaykhis to you. The Siva says, of course he could say you have no shaykhis, because he has no direct shaykhis. What does the Shach hold? Why does the Shach say that the Bailim could go to Shimon? Pashtus. Like we said yesterday. I'm not saying it's the only way to explain the Shach, but the way we said yesterday from Reb Chaim, the Svara that Reb Chaim mentioned, and what the Ketzai said, according to Reb Yechanan, that there's a concept of Siluk. There's such an idea, which is a mechudishtik idea, that when one Shimer gives to another Shimer, they mean for the first Shimer to be Mesalik himself, and for the second Shimer to take over the job of the first Shimer. That means Reuven's obligations to the Bailim are transferred to Shimon. That's why the Shach holds that Shimon can't say, I have nothing to do with you with the Bailim. La bal dvarim didiya. You knowingly took over Shmira, so now your Mechiv is to me. You could took over a shmir of my chayfut. So your shmir is to me, so you have to give it to me. So why can he go to the first shemir if he has money? Only because he passed on the Reb Yechanan that shemir shemas l'shem achayiv. That the first shemir himself is chayiv because he could tell him, Ad mehem li b'shvua, yilai mehem li b'shvua. That's the only reason he can go to the first one. But between the first and the second, the intention was to be misalik. You can't be misalik, You can't pat yourself with a siluk because of the taina of at nehem libishvua. You like nehem libishvua. Or according to Abaya, because of the taina of leinichli. I don't want to somebody else that she picked taina biyadachem. But be'etzem there's the idea of the siluk. So it would seem that the shaft nesiv is one thing is for sure. The nesiv is klar disagrees with the ktsais, with the whole idea of siluk. Because the nesivah says that the second shayma tells the owner la bal dvarim didiyat. So it's clear that the nesivah disagrees with the ktsais's idea that there's such a concept as silum. That's for sure. Okay, let's see the Gemara. The Gemara again. We're going through a list of cases where Rabbi Yechanan is moida to Rav. Rabbi Yechanan shayma is chayiv. There are a few cases where it's potter. So the Gemara brings here the case indirectly. So the Gemara brings the story of the Ginoi. Hadarav, Omer of Chista, Hadarav, La Beferishidna, El Machlala. Rav was learnt out of a Maisa. Anu Ginoi, the Chol Yoy Mahavim Ifkadim Arayu, Gaboda Hisapsa. Every day they would give over as a Pekodin their tools to an old lady. She was the shomer. These gardeners had ladies, had tools, and they gave it to this lady to watch. One day, they gave it to one of their own, one of the ginois, to watch it. Shoma kala behilula, he heard there's a chasna going on. Nafik ozel, so he wanted to go to the chasna. Afkidinu lagaba dahisapsa. So he gave the pekudin to this old lady. He said, you watch it. I want to go. By the time he came and went, the tools were stolen. So the shaila was, who's obligated to pay? The gardeners gave it to one gardener. He gave it to Hisapsa. He gave it to this old lady. Rav said, he's pater. People who were watching, they thought, aha, Rav said that if a shami gave to another shaymer, the first one is pater, v'alayhi, it's a toss. Shani hasam, d'chol yumanami, inu gufayu gabaydi, sapsa avim afgadilu. There it's different, because since every day they gave it to her, therefore what? Since they gave it to her, so you can't have a taina of leinichle, shepik taini biyadacher, you can't have a taina of so here we have an exception. I think we have altogether four clear cases of exception. We had the case of a Shemer Aveda, who's allowed to give Shemer Shemasal Shemer. We had what we saw Taisus and Amid Beis, when they're that, not that you're allowed to give, but that you're potter. Shemer Shemer is potter if they're Edim Shenensa Biad Sheini. We have here this third case, Rogel, where the person himself is Rogel to give it to other people. And then we have the case of Bnei Bayis, which is the next case in the Gemara. Four cases, where all four cases, there's no taina ad mehem nesli b'shvua. That's the similarity in all four cases. There's no taina ad mehem nesli b'shvua yulei mehemin. And therefore, in all four cases, Rabbi Yechanan will also pater the Seisli Wila Halacha will also pater Hashem Shemasal Hashem in these cases. The fourth case is the next case. Yosef Rabami, the Kamalola Shmaitze, Esvei Rabba Ramamala Rabami, Hasecha Parim Echaveirai, our Mishnah, Mishil Lachra, Mesa Kedarka, Yishba Hasecha Shemesa Kedarka, Vashel Mishal Masaycha, Misa Leimalei, Ritzei Shavidain Viyaracha, Amalei Achamayaskina, Mishinosnu Loi, Habayla Mishus, Lahashel. So Amish is talking with Rishus. So if he gave Rishus, he should get the he should get the Teshlumin. He said whatever you want. Masiv Reb Rami Bar Chama, Hamafkin Moi says a chaveira. So you give someone a pekadin. Sarah and Vishpilan Lacharev. You threw it over your shoulder. That's not a good shmira. Masiv Benayi Bitek Tanim. That's not a good shmira. No, but if name Shalai Karai, it's not a good Shmira. In all three cases, Yechayim. Shalai Shomar, Kiderech HaShomrim. Because you didn't do a proper Shmira the way Shomrim normally do Shmira. Tamidik Tanim, Ogedai Lampatim. Amai? Why have you given it to your bona vagadayla? Why are you part of Nemalayim with Sayyid Shabbat Abiyad Acher? I'm a Rava, call him Afkid, I'll dash your story of bona vagadayla. So that's the next exception. Al das ishto yubanav, das heist, it's understood that I'm going to give it to Bnei Beisi. I mean, our day, they can have me the tongue, you should also blame me the katam chayiv, I'll make the lam potam, a father of chayim, mosh nagadam, mosh nagtanam chayiv, then kainas nagtanam stomish mami. So we have all these cases of ptur, of shayimah shamasa l'shayimah. Basically, alright, so machlekes abayi and Rava, the reason. We talk mostly about Rava. Rava says the reason is that mehemenly b'shvoi yulai mehemenly. But either reason falls away in these four cases. What would be the din in a case where I give something to a shaymer to watch, and the shaymer gives it to someone else, and it's not b'nei beisa, it's not rogil, but the second person is just more trustworthy. He's a more trustworthy person. Everyone, Hakol Maidim, is a trustworthy person. I give it to someone, and he gives it over to, I don't know, to the Gadol HaDor to watch. He gives it over to a known person that's a trustworthy, reliable person. What would be the din in such a case? What happens if I can't say At mehemenly b'shvoi yulai mehemenly, because he's a very trustworthy person. He's somebody everybody trusts. So Nuhum Dina, everyone agrees that he's a trustworthy person. What should be the din? Huh? Yeah, which thing? Which way? Should be potter. Be potter. Should be allowed to give it to somebody. Everyone agrees that he's trustworthy. Should be allowed to give it. Huh? I think so. What? What's his taina? At mehemenly b'shvua? I didn't give it to him. Why? If you give it to someone, it means you trust zero other people.
Doesn't mean that I do trust
other people. Doesn't mean you do. Well, but according to Rava, you have to tie the at mehemen li b'shvua yulai mehemen. Even if it's not true. So Bezna's going to listen to such a taina. So you can't just decide who I believe and who I don't believe. What happens if it's a case where everyone knows he's a trustworthy person? And I can't just pick anybody and tell say you believe it. It has to be someone that Bezna, well, let's say Bezna have an home dinner, that such a person is a very trustworthy person. Huh? I don't know, there are very few people. Who are you going to do it? What? If the shu is to be mevara the truth, then it should be good. If the shu is coming, it's your chiv to me. So then what should be in such a case? Then it's not clear. Right? If I give it to you to watch, you're allowed to give it to Rogel Atzlai, someone I'm Rogel to, even though I didn't tell you to give it to him. So is a person that we all agree is a trustworthy person as good as Ragel, or worse than Ragel, or better than Ragel? Maybe it's a mirror just to find out what happened. Taka sounds like the second person should be as good. It certainly is good. If it's not a mirror, it's a schaivus, that you have to give me a tashlumin of a shua. So then we can still clear. Maybe just like you give it to a Ragel, you can give it to a Naman. Still mocking to Fetut Stadim. The Rosh talks about this Shaila. Interesting how the Rosh expresses it. He says, "Kol eichad yadinon shahamafkid rogil lahamin l'shem rasheini loy matzal lameim loy mahaminli." If I know you're rogil to always give him things to watch and you trust him, so you can't say loy mahaminli. If we don't know that you're in the habit of giving it to him, even if the whole world knows that the second person is more trustworthy, You could say, listen, why could he say it? You can't appoint who I have to trust with a shvua. You can't appoint the person I should trust with a shvua. What's the svara? Sounds like he's saying that even if there is an undana. So it sounds like he's not saying.
There's
no such thing. There's no such thing as having a person.
You can't assume that this guy's trustworthy. There's no undana like that.
Can't assume. Why? If I have an undana, then 99% of people would trust him better. So it wouldn't work. No? If you give me something to watch and I give it to Rav Palm, so there's no umdana. I think the umdana is that if you trust in me, you trust him. No? I mean, maybe there are very few people like that. But let's say there would be such a person. Because it's different than Rogel. Rogel is possibly trusting yesterday, not today, but we assume you're trusting yesterday, you're trusting today. Maybe the pshat is different. First of all, Taisus and Bava Kama and Daf Yud Aleph argues with this rush. Taisus and Bava Kama and Daf Yud Aleph says, the Feirish, that if it's an Adam, that's Nemon more, that you're potter. If it's a person that is an umdina, okay, you have to figure out how you have an umdina. But if it's an Adam, that's yes and Nemon, that it works. That you could, Tais doesn't go so far to say you could give it to Mechatchila, but maybe you could. Maybe it's no different than Raga. There's no Taira Abem Li Bishvur, Yulay Mem Li Bishvur. So by my pligi, it's a little bit of a to work out what they argue in. If the old shvua is a beer, then I understand that tzicha should be good. Maybe that's what they argue in. Not sure. I don't know. I think we mentioned earlier this year from the Dibris Moshe that there are times that you could taina that when you taina, I don't trust him. Snapshot, you make a statement, I don't trust him. I'm not mechuyev to trust him. It's sort of a kach hatayin in Bezdin. I'm not mechuyev to trust this person. I'm obligated to trust him, I'm not obligated to trust him. Whatever our deal says I have to trust, I have to trust. We have an agreement. I have to trust you, it doesn't mean I have to trust him. It's sort of, Ramesh compared it to Heta Iska. If you have a Heta Iska that says that I'm going to trust you to swear if there were any losses, I'm investing with you. I trust you. You swear there are losses, then I won't get my profit. And you don't want to swear, but you bring me someone else. So I could tell you, I don't trust him. I only trust you. Even if, believe me, I trust the other person. But I have such a kayach hatayna to say that's our deal. Our deal is I trust you. Could that be what the rush means? Maybe the rush means you gave it to a trustworthy person, but I'm not mechuyev to trust him. I have a right to get paid. I'm not mechuyev to trust him. Does that make sense? There's a little problem with it. L'chaira makes sense, but there's a problem. Then why by Rogil? Why can't I give it to a Rogil? If I give you something to watch, you're allowed to give it to someone who I'm rogelitz like. Why can't I say the same thing? I have a deal with you. I gave it to you to watch. I didn't tell you to give it to him. What? Yeah, I always trust him. I always trust the God Ladar also. But I want to tie into that right now I have a business deal with you. And my deal with you now is that you have to watch it. If I give it to you, it's understood. But Rogel, why give it? Is that what the rush means? That we don't know he trusts him? Is that the Kavanah of the Rosh? Yadi kuli yama shu adam tay v'kasha yaisim in arish and yira matzi l'meimer am emnes li b'shua ech leim em li b'shua de ein l'cha l'ham in olai b'shua kol mi shem li yaisik bai ima I'm not mechuyif to trust him. It's not I don't think he means I don't trust him. Does he mean I don't trust him? Well, I have a right to not trust him. See, even though in my heart I really do trust him, but in this deal I'm not mechuyif to trust him. Is that what I'm saying? Huh? Well, sounds like it. So why by Rogel? Why by Rogel? Why don't I say the same thing?
I
wonder if it's a lie. It's not emes. I think the Pischei Tshuva in Reis Tzadik Aleph is mesupik and Sifat Yudalim. If it's a lie, could you say it? Is it a kayak that you could taina, or is it something that you could that has to be true? So I don't know. The way I would understand, I prefer to understand the Rosh. The Rosh is saying that I could taina it. True or not true, and not mechuyev to take his shur. The Tosis holds that you are mechuyev. You can't just say you don't trust him if you trust him. So they're arguing whether a person will really trust the second person, whether he has a taina or not. He could be trustworthy, and I don't trust him. I don't choose to trust him, or in my heart I don't trust him. Choose not to trust him. He's in my heart, I think he tells the truth. But I'm not obligated to give him things to trust. That's why I would understand. So then by Rogil, why does it work? If I normally give someone a pekadin, I chose to trust him yesterday. Today I chose to not trust him. I mean, I trust him in my heart, but...
That much, that's why you don't go. Once I'm wrong with him, so then I chose to trust him. So once I chose to trust him, so I trust him. I never chose to trust the guy in the first place. So
why don't you give it to him today? It wasn't convenient for me, right? It wasn't convenient, so I gave it to you. So, I don't know. If the word is that I'm not mechuyev to trust, if the word is I'm not mechuyev to trust him, Ruggles will hard. But if I tried to trust yesterday for one behemoth, I have to use it today for a different behemoth. Why do I have a right? I have a kayak to say I don't want to trust him today. I have a right to say it. I'm not mechuyev.
So we take the kayak
to have
that far.
It's a chiddush.
It's a chiddush to get so far. I would say that I never chose to trust you, so I don't trust you.
I can see two ways to look at it, but okay. All right, so we have a machloikis Rishayim, Taisvis, and the Rosh. If by a gavra that everyone agrees is a gavra toiv yasha and emon, whether you're allowed to give it over to him, which is Taisvis shita, you potter if you give it to him, and so that would be, I guess, the fifth exception, like Taisvis, where Rav Yechon is made to Rav. And the Rosh says no. Put aside the machlokes for me. But the Rambam says a chiddush. In the case of Rogel, where Rabbi Yechanan is later that Shabbos Shemassal Shem is Pater, well, I gave it to you to watch, and you, in turn, pass it on to someone else that I'm Rogel, I always give something to him to watch, I routinely give it to him. So you pass it on to him, so there's a p'tur. So after Rambam, that's only if I'm a Shai Mechinam and he's a Shai Mechinam. Or I'm a Shai Mesachar and he's a Shai Mesachar. But if I'm a Shai Mesachar and I pass it on to someone who's ragil, but he's a shemechinam, then I'm chayiv. Then I'm chayiv. How do you understand? Why am I chayiv? Why am I chayiv? Why am I chayiv? I'm a shemesach. I pass it on to a shemechinam who is gurui gara l'shmirasai. But l'chayra, based on the Gemara, it should be okay. The Gemara says, like Rav, you're allowed to go be megare l'shmirasai. You're still potter. So why is there a p'tur when I give it, when Hashem Yisrael gives it to Hashem Mechinam, why am I chayiv? You would say, there's no chiyuv. Same geneva v'aveda happens, it's pashut, Hashem Yisrael is chayiv. But even if an oinus happens, the Rambam says, even if an oinus happens, the owner could say, I'm not accepting the Hashem Mechinam Shvuah. Shem Yisrael gave it to Hashem Mechinam. I'm not accepting his shvur. That's a riddle. Why not? That chayr makes no sense. By Ragil, I do trust him. So why have I given it to Hashem Yisrael and he passes it on to Hashem Mechinam? Why could I say you like me heavenly b'shvur? It's a very strange psak of the Rambam. The Rambam's lashon is even stranger. The Rambam's lashon is Shaposhaboy. When Hashem Yisrael gives it to Hashem Yechinam, it's a pshia. So that lashon b'chlal is very hard to understand. Poshaboy, he gave it to Ben Das. He gave it to Ben Das as Rogel. It's b'chlal shver. But even putting aside the problem with the lashon Poshaboy, why if Hashem Yisrael gives Hashem Yechinam, why should he be chayiv? So I would say, at first thought, the why you chayiv, Hashem Yisrael gives Hashem Yechinam. Why? No, Pashup Shad, Balbatish. It's an inferior Shmira. It's an inferior Shmira. It's not a good Shmira. But it's not true. Because the Rambam says that if Hashem Yisrael gives it to Hashem Yechinam, and it's Nansa. If they are Edim that it was Nansa, the Hashem Yisrael is Pater. Yeah? You have to have cup. Hashem Yisrael gave it to Hashem Mechinam, who's Ragel. If it's Nansa, if they're Edim, it's Nansa, you're Potter. Which means Yechiv is not because you went down a level in Shmira. Not because you went down a level in Shmira. Because Nansa, you're Potter. They're both Potter by now. If they're Edim, Shnansa, they're both Potter. And yet, if there are no Edim Shenansa, but the Shemechinam swears Nansa, so the Shemechinam is certainly Pater, the Shemechinam, the Shemesachar is now Chayiv. Why is he Chayiv? That makes no sense. At Mehemen Lei B'Shvua, he's Ragil, you trust him for a Shvua too. He was also Mamelecha B'Shvua. It's a Rambam that sounds like a Medrash Pliya. Hashem Yisachar gives it to Hashem Yechinam HaRogil, why should he be chayiv? Why should Hashem Yisachar be chayiv? So the Ktzais has a pshat, which I'll explain to you in two mahalchim. The Ktzais, the Lashon HaKtzais is not all that clear, but the Stipler in Simen Lamed Vav explains the Svaras HaKtzais. He explains as follows. When I give something to someone to watch, what do I get? If I don't get paid, if something happens that the person is potter, what do I get? Shvuah. Which Shvuah? Shvuah Sashayim. There's a concept of Shvuah Sashayim. If I give you something to watch, and you pass it on to a second Shayimah, and something happens, and the second Shayimah is Ragil, so you're not responsible, I'm still entitled to get my Shvuah Sashayim. Now, if you're a Shayimah Chinam, you give it to a Shayimah Chinam, or if you're a Shayimah Sachar, and you give it to a Shomer Safar. The second Shomer swears the same thing you would have sworn. Did I get a Shuas HaShomerim? If the second Shomer is swearing, and he's Rogil, so I got a Shuas HaShomerim, because Lamaisa, the second Shomer, is swearing a Shuas HaShomerim. It's a Shuas HaShomerim. And it goes back to me. So I'm receiving what I'm supposed to receive. However, if a Shomer Sachar gives it to a Shomer Chinam, and it's Nensa. The Shomer Chinam, mitzad being a Shomer Chinam, he just has to swear, loy pashati bai. The Shmuas HaShomerim would be, I'm not a Pesheya, because a Shomer Chinam is Potter, as long as he's not a Pesheya. So loy pashati is a Shmuas HaShomerim. But the owner deserves more than that. The owner gave it to a Shomer Sachar. The owner really deserves a Shmuas HaNansah. Where is he getting the Shmuas HaNansah? From whom? The first Shomer doesn't know. He gave it to the second Shomer. The second Shomer is swearing what? If you swear Shalai Pashati Ba, that's inadequate. He's supposed to swear Shenansah. What happens if he swears Shenansah? Well, that should be good enough. If the second Shomer swears Shenansah. So here the Stifler says a Chiddush. He says, if a Shomer Chinam swears Nansah, that's a Shvuas Bitoi. That's not a Shvuas HaShomerim. Right, there are two types of shvuah. There's a shvuah, an elective shvuah. You just swear. You swear whatever you want to swear. A person swears that today is Monday, or a person swears that whatever it is that happened, it's shvuas bitoy. That's not shvuas hashomerim. Shvuas hashomerim is a shvuah that Torah imposed on someone. A shvuas hashomerim that you have to swear, a shvuas hashomerim. It's something that Torah put on you. That's a shvuas hashomerim. Shuas HaShomerim has different dinim than Shuas Bitoi. If you lie in a Shuas HaShomerim, you chayv a karban asham. Asham gezeilos. If you swear stam a shvuah, there's no karban asham. If you lie. So Shuas HaShomerim, it's a whole different shvuah. Shuas HaShomerim pays keren v'chaymish if they're lying. The person who gave it to the Shomer Sachar is entitled to a Shuas HaShomerim. When the Shomer Sachar gives it to a Shomer Chinam, and the Shomer Chinam swears Nansa is stam a shvua. He's not mechuyif to swear that. Shomer Chinam doesn't have to swear Nansa. He just has to swear like Peshati Ba. Therefore, when the Shomer Sachar gives it to a Shomer Chinam, the Bailim are entitled to get paid from the Shomer Sachar. Because the Bailim say, you owe me a shvua. Pay me either a shvua or money. You have to give me something. So either give me a shvuah, give me money. You can't have someone else swear for you if it's not a shvuah, it's a shomer. The shomer has to swear. So Zok the Stifler, that's one possible hesber in the Rambam.
When there's no fear, why can't it?
What?
When there's no fear, why is the shvuah enough to
be a shvuah, a shomer?
Yeah.
The Stifler's chiddush is that a shvuah, a shomer is only a shvuah the Torah put on someone. Let's say you give me something to watch. No shem shemas lo shem. You give me something to watch. And it's nansa. So I have to swear. So I bring in an eid echad, and he swears for me. He'll swear for me. Let's say, that doesn't, I'm not yaitzim. Why? Because at mehem and li. No. Even if I bring a trustworthy person, whoever I bring, it doesn't matter. If I bring someone in to swear stamazai, that's a shuas bitul. That's an elective shvuah. If he's going to lie, he won't be chayv a karban asham. Because he didn't have to swear. It's not a shvuas hashomerim. It's a voluntary shvuah.
It's like, we'll never say amen.
What?
It's like, we'll never say amen.
What do you mean?
It's never applies.
So according to him, it only applies where you have a right to give it over to the second person. If you have a rogil and you're a shomer sachar, he's a shomer sachar, you can pass it on to him. Or if... Or like Tysus, if the second person's a Naaman. But in a case where you have no right to give it to the second person, so that's not a Shua, it's not a Shua's Bita. So this is the Stifler's Chiddush. The Shua's HaShomerim is only a Shua that the Torah was matal on a Shomerim. The Torah is matlal on Hashem, it doesn't say Shavuos Hashem. Any other Shavua is not a Shavuos Hashem. And therefore, I can't pater myself by saying Pliny is going to swear for me Shavua. Pliny, who's Pliny? If he's a Shomer Sachar too, and he has to swear like that Shenansa, it's good. But he's a Shomer Chinam, he doesn't have to swear Nansa. It's just a voluntary Shavua. That's a different type of Shavua. That's a Shavuos Bitoy. So Zokta Stipler in Kavanas HaKatzais, that Pshat in the Rambam's Chiddush, and Shomer Sachar, Shomer Shomer Chinam is no good. So if you ever want to use the Rambam's Heter, the Gemara's Heter of Rogil, if you're a Shomer Sachar, you have to be careful. If you want to use the Gemara's Heter to pass it on to someone else, he also has to be a Shomer Sachar. If he's going to be a Shomer Chinam, you don't have this this Heter of Rogel. You don't have the Heter of Rogel. What about if you give it to your wife? You have to pay her? Huh? I'm a Shomer Sachar. I want to give it to my wife. I have to pay her also. The Rambam's saying, if you're a Shomer Sachar, you can't give it to Shomer Chinam. Huh? Huh? What?
Pay yourself.
Do I have to pay her?
Pay
me, I'm going to get the money back.
Pay
I'm going to get the money back. Lavdavka could be she's working the extra hours, right? Extra hours is hers. The vitor is hers. Well, maybe I will get it myself. I don't know. If you give it to B'nai Beisai, someone gives you something to watch, you're Shomer Sachar. So Gemara says you give it to Ishtay Ubanov. So Banov, you have to pay them, or else it's Shem Nesafa Shemas Lo Shem Nechinam. I think the Ritva is Mesupik. The Rambam says this Chiddush, Shem Nesafa gives to Shem Nechinam. That doesn't work. Sees Mesupik. What's a Tzad Safik? What? The part of the... It's still only a Shem Nechinam. If I give it to my son to watch and he's going to be over, he's going to mess up his pshia, I'll tell him, you pay, I don't have to pay. That's what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying the first Shem doesn't have to pay. He can tell his son to bond
it's called Shem Sachar because my whole house, it's called my one.
That's because you share your money with your wife, but you don't have to do that. You have to pay her a mezainis and her, you have to give her whatever she needs to live. If you make more money this month, you don't have to tell her. No? Shem Sachar? It's your money. It's not the house's money. It's not the children's money. Huh? What you mean to say is, Mustam, that it's all in the das of the person who gave it. It's all in the das. Yeah, but according to this explanation, when they're going to swear, then that's not going to be Shul Sashayimer. It's a funny thing. The Ritva is noita that you tak have to pay. If you want to give it to B'nai Beis, he's not that you have to pay. His other tzad, interestingly, is that the ema that the family has from the husband or the father increases the value of the shmira equal to Shomer Sachar. It may be the ema that the people have, I don't know, not every house, everyone has ema from the father more than anybody else, but assuming that there's such a mitzvah, the ema that they have is just as good as being a Shomer Sachar. It seems he's saying they're going to watch it better. Yeah, good. Good. This Ritva is clear. If when you give it to your wife or Bonov, is that good enough, like a Shomer Sachar, because of the ema of the husband or the father, they're going to want to do a good shmira, doesn't fit with the Ktzaisis Hesber. Ktzaisis Hesber is not level of shmira. It's that it's not a Shuas HaShomrim when a Shomer Chinam swears. The Ritva, the way the Ritva ends up, that you do have to pay Yishtay Ubanov, it shims okay, it shims well. But the other tzad of the Ritva, where the Ritva is a tzad, that you're off the hook because the ema of the husband will increase the shmira to the level of shayva sachar, l'chayra, that doesn't help. The whole tzais is explaining that has nothing to do with level of shmira. It has to do with trust with getting a shuas hashayra. If the whole point of shayva sachar giving a shayma chinam is no good, it's I want to get a shuas hashayra, it doesn't help if I put ema on him and he's going to do a good shmira, it's self-garnished. I'm still not getting a shuas hashayra. There's another explanation of the Rambam why Shem Yisachar giving a Shem Echinam is not good, in line with the Reb Chaim. If you look in the Stipel on Amud Vav Dalet, he brings a Reb Chaim. Not sure that he's saying this, but this is the way I would understand it. What was Reb Chaim's whole idea of Shem Shemasal Shemer? Siluk. Now, when one Shemer gives another Shemer, you misalik the first shmira and you give it to the second person. That's the way it works, whenever it works. In Cain, it's Pashit, Shem Yisachar gives a Shem Echinam, there's no siluk. When a Shem Yisachar gives a Shem Echinam, the Shem Yisachar has a certain job. Shem Yisachar's job is to watch it constantly, more than a Shem Echinam. When the Shem Yisachar gave his job to the Shem Echinam, he gave away only half his job. He gave away a Shem Echinam level of Shmira to the second person. He didn't give away the Shem Yisachar level of Shmira. So if you hold it to Siluk, Vaitan Rambam is good. That it's not a full Siluk. So Memela, the first person, is still Chayiv. When I give it to him, I have to be misalik the whole way it works. Shem Yisrael Shem is potter in cases where it's potter. If I remove myself and I pass it on to someone else, but here I didn't remove myself. I'm still a Shem Yisachar giving it to a Shem Echinam. So therefore, I wasn't misalik myself from the chiyuvim. So. If what's the problem? If he swears, so you know what happened. So even if I wasn't misalik myself, it should be the same thing. Achinami, this only stims if you need siluk. This only stims if you accept the idea that you're only potter because you're misalik yourself. When you're not misalik yourself, you have chiyu. You're right. If you're giving them on. Shem Yisachar, Shem Yisachar, I'm allowed to. But if I'm allowed to only because I'm a salik myself, I take myself out of the picture, if that's the lumdis of why I'm allowed to, then in a case where I'm not a salik myself, I remain with my original chiyuvim. So therefore I have to swear. What? If I know, so Tosa said, that's certainly good. If you know you have Eidim, that's good. The Rambam is also nice for that way. But if you trust the Shua, that's inadequate. Your trusting is not good enough. I mean, the Bible trust is sure. Yeah. So again, it only makes sense if the Patur requires a siluk. If it doesn't require, you're asking, what do I need a siluk for?
What's the difference between the Shmuel, the second Shmuel, and the Bible trust, or
I'm going to have to answer you that I'll shwas Hashemim, I have to swear, but once I answer that, I don't have to come on to the whole siluk. That's really the first pshat. Okay. Maybe Reb Chaim is saying something more. Like I said when I started, the stipler brings a Reb Chaim, which seems to be working with siluk again. Like I told you, I'm only telling you the way I understand the Reb Chaim. I'm not sure. Reb Chaim means it this way. It's a little hard to know. Okay, let's start to talk about Hilasi B'Pshiyah V'Seifer Ba'inus, which is always an interesting sugya. Taisus on the Amud Aleph, Ein Ritzayni, towards the end, has an interesting Shitas Taisus. He asks a kasha that I mentioned to you on Thursday. the Mishnah Ayin Ches has a case of a seiches hapara la'ilicha bahar va'ilicha bebeka. I mentioned to you on Thursday that there's such a Mishnah that if you rent a para and the person who rents it to you says, I'm renting it to you, but you have to use it only in a har, and you use it in a bika. So what's a din? So a din is, it depends. Depends what happens. If you take it in a har, which is a danger for falling, and a taka falls, then you're chayiv. But if you take it in the mountain, and it's a huchama, and what happens to it has nothing to do with being in a mountain, you're potter. Because even though you violated the terms of the rental, you weren't supposed to take it in the har, but it didn't die because of huchama in the har. So if you look just at that piece of Taisvis, where he says the Kaman Dafayin Ches, you'll see the site of Taisvis. Either you took it in a valley and it fell, which is not the normal sakana, potter. Huchama, which is the sakana of a bika, chayiv. Hashta frektai sakasha. Lamandi yom etchilasib shia seifu bayinus chayiv. Kinami hochlaka amai potter. Hochlasib shia linyan hochama v'seifu bayinus linyan hochlaka. So yes, this kasha, which I mentioned b'shem the Ramban on Thursday, that why isn't it chilasib b'shia v'seifu bayinus? I started off with a b'shia. You told me don't take it in a bika. And I took it in a bika. It's a b'shia l'gabi hochama. What ended up happening was an ayinus. But that should be tchilas if she have a safe bias that we pass in a schayiv. So we have two terutz. Taisis teretz is a chiddush atzum. And tomorrow we're going to try to understand the svara of Taisis. Taisis says tchilas if she have a safe bias is only chayiv if the pshia contributed to the ayinus. The pshia had something to do with the ayinus. It had to have something to do with it. If it had nothing to do with it, then there's no chiyuv. A filum on the other chashir said, "Es chayiv hanu dafka k'bay tzrifa durbini." The efsher imloy pashem etchila loy hayin nerah ainis shel gnev. It has to have something to do, even a far fetched thing to do with. It has to have some connection to it. If my pshia has any connection to the ainis, I'm chayiv. If tchilasi b'pshia b'seifa b'ayinus was one thing has zero to do with the other, then that's not tchilasi b'pshia b'seifa b'ayinus. Yeah. If one thing has nothing to do with the other, then that's not tchilasi b'pshia b'seifa b'ayinus. That's Taisus Shita. And that's why I'm potter b'bika. So why does that have an implication on all other cases, tchilasi b'pshia b'seifa b'ayinus? All the other cases we discussed in different sugyas, somebody's pesheya, he makes a neder to do something. His pesheya, he has 24 hours to do it. His pesheya the first 20 hours. And then the last 4 hours, he's an ayinus. So he says, chalasi b'pshia v'seifa b'ayinus. So the machleks rishayim, some rishayim hold. And even though he's an ayinus the last 4 hours, he's chayiv. Like Taisus, only if there is some connection to the whole 20 hour wait. There's zero connection, huh? It's true if you had done it right away, you wouldn't have to do it these 4 hours. But if something else happened in these 4 hours, so then it's a chiddush of Taisus. The Ramban disagrees with this. The Ramban on Daf Ayin Ches said that it's not chilasi b'pshia. When you give me something and you tell me take it only in a bika and I took it in a har, it's not a pshia. Because normal people take animals in a har. We're not talking, I took it in a dangerous place. I took it in a place where normal people go. Just you have this mishagas, you don't like going in a har. So you told me not to, so I wasn't supposed to. But I'm not a pesheya. The lashon of the Ramban is, ein ze loy pshia v'loy shmira. I was a pesheya by taking it in the har, but I lacked in shmira. I didn't do a proper shmira when I took it in the har. So it's not a pshia, it's not a shmira. So, the reason, what happens afterwards is, if my pshia, if it dies in the har, I'm lacking, because it slips, I'm lacking in shmira. I didn't do shmira for ochlaka. So therefore, the halacha is, that I'm lacking in shmira, I'm chayiv. But now, of course, I'm a pshia. If it's, at the end, it's hochama, for hochama I did a good shmira. So then I'm potter. So the Ramban does not hold of Tosis as Yisoid, of Tfilasi B'shiya Seifi B'ainis, the B'shiya has to cause the Ainis. So really, we're going to have to try to understand two steps. First of all, what's the Machlaikis? Tfilasi B'shiya Seifi B'ainis, why it should depend, the Machlaikis, the Ramban and Tosis. And then we'll have to see, depending how we understand it, whether it applies to other cases of Tchilasi B'Mshiya B'Sefer B'Ainis. There's Rabbi Chanan, this is a little bit of Rabbi Chanan about Metzia. So Rabbi Chanan has, I think it's Yud Ches, a piece on this Machlaikis Taisa. He calls it Taisis in the Rif. It's Taisa in the Ramban, it's Taisa in the Rif. So he has a Machlaikis to explain Tchilasi B'Mshiya B'Sefer B'Ainis, so that's for tomorrow.